We don't just give you headlines. We dive deeply into them and talk about them. And that's precisely what our WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne is going to do now, as a dozen children in Wayne County are in big legal trouble after being accused of school threats a week after the shooting at Oxford High School. We warned people about this. It still happened, and now they're going to be in big trouble. The students join more than a half dozen students who've already been charged for school threats in Genesee County. WJR senior news analyst, as I mentioned, Marie Osborne, has the story. Good morning, Marie.
And hi, Paul. Good morning. Wayne County Prosecutor Kim Worthy adding five more students to the list of seven who now stand accused of threatening schools in this last week. The five students, ranging in age from 12 to 14, all five of the most recent charges involve students are being prosecuted as juveniles, and if they're convicted, they would be sentenced as juveniles. All five had their hearings. The previous seven suspects were also charged in juvenile court. They range in age from 13 to 16, and all are from Wayne County. The one student allegedly threatened a Grosse Pointe Woods Middle School. The Genesee County prosecutor, David Layton, announcing charges for seven local middle and high school students for making fake threats. Each of those students are charged as juveniles with making a false report or a threat of terrorism. That's a 20-year felony. Some students face additional charges, including the use of a computer to commit a crime, another 20-year felony, with the intent to commit an act of violence against the school. That's a misdemeanor. There are six other incidents that remain pending while police investigate. The prosecutor continues to review cases, so we could be hearing about more charges. And law enforcement reports spike in school threats around the state. One last note for you this morning, Paul. Students at Oxford High School, the scene of the shooting last week, of course, are now being told that school will not start until at least after January 2nd. That's not a firm start date, but that is what the target date that they're looking at. The principal sending home a letter to the students and parents.
Yeah, that's a tough one, isn't it?
Yes.
Trying to decide when you basically expose these kids to that horrific feeling that's going to come over them when they go even close back to that high school. It's a normal reaction. Any of us would react that way at the scene of the crime, so to speak. I'm glad it's not up to me to decide when they go back or how they go back or when back, what they do and who they talk to.
Right. And the principal also saying that they're making an effort to contact each and every student. In other words, a personal contact with each student. I think that's probably going to be very helpful. At scenes of other school shootings, I know that they have held vigils together or a group event together at the school to kind of ease people back in. In other words, not just starting with a school day, that they've held events there to bring people back to kind of have a bonding exercise before they actually start back to school. This is going to be a very long process, that's for sure.
Very, very emotional. Lots of expected tears and breakdowns, if you will. I guess there's going to be value in being together, though. If they have not been, and that many of them have been together because of the various church groups and other organizations that have gotten together to pray and to share the pain of what they went through. But still, going back to that school, to have it be your school again, is not going to be easy. And I salute all the people involved that that understand that and are approaching this. Would you agree they're approaching it in a very sensitive way?
I think they are, too, and just letting this have some room and, you know, giving it room to breathe is really the best idea. I'm sure they've consulted a lot of experts in this area, and look, we're right upon the holidays. It probably would be a better idea to just kind of ease back in after January 2nd. Again, that's not a hard date. If anyone's listening who has students there, it's not a hard date. It's just that's what's being talked about right now.
I agree with you, not 100%, but 1,000%. Absolutely no reason to try to do anything until after the first of the year. It's a natural, normal thing. There are only 23 days left in the year. It's a natural and normal way, I think, to approach this. And I thought immediately, Marie, when you said I'm sure talking to plenty of experts. Unfortunately, a lot of those experts didn't want to be experts, but they were at schools that had multiple shootings as well in the past. And they're leaning a lot on people that have gone through this before and how they got their kids back and what worked and what didn't work. And
exactly.
That's one of the sad touches of how some of those people became the experts they're checking with. WJR senior news analyst who has been all over the Oxford story from the beginning, Marie Osborne. And she will continue to be because the story, far from over, that's for sure.